you. I have the lowest score of anybody in the school. How's it look?
Bad.
That's good.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you fellas doing? Looking for Santa Claus?
No, we're looking for hazards.
Oh. Hello. Oh, just a minute. Chip, is Hank Ferguson here?
He's in the kitchen with Robbie.
Oh, yeah, yes, he's here. Who's calling, please? I beg your pardon? Oh, I'll just more. You did say hazards.
Yeah, this room is full of them.
What happened after you turned the table over?
Marsha Ellis cried a lot.
Hank, there's a phone call for you. I think she said her name was Halibut.
Lilibut.
Oh, Lilibut. I'm glad I was mistaken. How's the coffee situation, Bob?
Plenty on the stove. Help yourself. I'm making a cake. Sorry.
There's got to be a girl somewhere who likes some of the things I like, Bob.
Well, keep looking. You heard me.
Well, all I want is to find the right girl and go steady. That way I won't have to end up blind dating these people like Marsha Ellis Prescott. Mm-hmm.
Steve, what are Chip and Sudsy doing in the other room?
They're looking for hazards.
Oh?
There ought to be some easier way to find the right girl. I mean, if you want a cook or a secretary, an engineer, you just call an employment service.
They're looking for what?
Hazards. Up the chimney.
They look in a card file and then single. There she is, the girl that you wanted.
Are they finding any?
I don't know, Bob. But you know something? I think maybe we'd better check.
Do you know why I agree with you?
It'll all work out, Rob.
Go steady. Go steady. That's all she thinks about. Well, I'm not ready to go steady with Lilibet Watson. There are too many other deserving girls around.
Well, fellas, how's the hunting?
Great. We just found a 15-point octopus.
I thought they were looking for hazards.
We are. Fire hazards.
You see, they give us these checklists at school. The kid who brings in the most points gets to be junior fire marshal.
They give you a gold badge.
And a ride on a hook and ladder.
I see. The more hazards you find, the more points you get, hmm?
Yeah, they give you points for finding them and points for changing them. Sudsy's house is no good at all.
Gee, you're sure lucky, Chip, living in a fire trap.
I guess there's plenty of hazards in the kitchen.
Now, wait a minute, you two.
Not bad, huh?
I think it's the greatest idea you ever had, Rob.
Hey, Dad, Hank, and I are going into business together.
Oh, well, what kind of business, Rob?
We're starting a date bureau.
A date bureau?
Yeah, Mr. Douglas, and I'm taking Business Administration 1 so I can clue Robbie in.
Well, fine, Hank.
Now, the first thing we got to do is sign up every good-looking chick in school.
Yeah, we get their qualifications down on cards, systematic-like.
I see. Tell me, do you just take their word as to their qualifications?
Oh, no, sir. We have to date them all ourselves first.
That's what I figured.
Well, it's called researching the product.
Yeah. Come on, let's get organized. Eh? Hey, Rob, do you think we ought to incorporate ourselves?
I don't know. Maybe we ought to wait a while.
Lost?
No, 837 Mill Street.
Yeah, that's right.
We're here to register for the Date Bureau.
Date Bureau?
Isn't that a marvelous idea? Kind of like a romantic employment agency.
Oh. Well, neither one of you girls look like you'd have any trouble getting dates. Say, I wonder if brothers are allowed to register.
I certainly hope so. Are you in the Army?
No, Air Force or Air Force Reserve.
Whoops.
We're taking the guesswork out of dating. Well, it's very scientific. Sure. Rob, there'll be no such thing as a blind date. Why, it's the greatest step forward since Lincoln freed the slaves.
Oh, hi, Marsha Ellis.
Hi.
Are you looking for someone?
I heard about your scientific date bureau. I'd like to sign up.
You would? Come in.
Now, that's 837 Mill Street. Okay, we'll see you real soon. Hi. That'd be 50 cents for the registration fee and a quarter for each date that we
Each date that the Bureau sets up for you. You can just fill out this card here.
Hey, Rob, look who's here. This way, ladies. No charge of the guide service.
Hi.
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 Hi. Have you had any clients yet?
We're just getting started.
Hey, that's a business phone, Mike.
This is our phone.
No, you can't tie up this line with personal call.
Just as much right to tie up the line as you do.
Please, Mike, you could use the payphone down at the drugstore. Hey, give Mike a dime out of petty cash.
What petty cash?
Oh. There.
This will make headlines in the Wall Street Journal.
What do we do now?
Oh, well, for most of our clients, it's a registration fee, but you girls are special.
Yeah. Oh, fine. We'll get in touch with you as soon as we can.
Can we fill out cards?
Oh, no. Robbie and I are taking you girls out tonight. Oh. Then we'll fill out the cards.
Yeah, we have to get to know our clients.
Ferguson Douglas Day Bureau.
Oh, hello, Lilybeth.
No, I'm sorry, not tonight. Well, I'm going to be pretty well booked up for several weeks now. Oh, no, it's strictly business. Right, partner?
All right.
What do you want?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm cleaning out this closet.
Chip, look! Oily rags!
You can't put these on that list.
Why not?
Well, because I'm moving them.
Well, don't do that. At least not till I win.
Well, you can win without making a bum out of me, can't you?
Hey, that's my list!
Yeah, I know. I just found it.
You've been using my list to go around and change things.
Well, that's the idea of this thing, isn't it? Fire prevention?
Golly, just like Benedict Arnold.
Don't you want me to get the gold badge and ride on the hook and ladder?
Sure I do.
Then how come you're getting rid of all my nice hazards?
Well, they're pinning that gold badge on you, they'll be pinning another on me. Lousy housekeeper.
You're not.
Looks like I'm the worst insurance risk since Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
I never thought of it like that.
Doreen Peters will probably win anyway. Her father smokes in bed.
It would have been neat riding on that hook and ladder.
Yeah. Hey, come here, you two. Come here. I'll put these on your list. Oily rags, mop, and an open can of turpentine that I saw on the back porch right near the water heater.
Wow! Gee, thanks, Bob. Boy, an open can.
Gosh, I'd like to ride on a hook and ladder myself.
Hi, Chip.
Hi.
Have you finished all your homework?
Yeah.
Anything on your mind?
No.
Just came in for a visit, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me, do you think you're going to be a junior fire marshal?
I don't know. Today, Doreen was 15 points ahead of me.
Oh, you've listed all the hazards in our house. Hmm?
Yeah, I'm working on personal habits now.
Oh, personal habits, huh? I suppose you want us all to be on our worst behavior.
Yeah. I did it!
You did what?
Ashes and waste basket, 10 points. Mansion waste basket, 10 points. Paper paper could catch on fire, 10 points. Boy, thanks, Dad. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Tissues you can get for your baby.
It's 75 cents, 50 cents for registration, and 25 cents per day. I'm not going to get started.
stuck with her, am I?
No, nobody gets stuck with anybody. But we help you pick out a girl with the same interests. Thank you. Now, let me see. Bowl. Oh, don't you do anything else besides bowl?
Well, just get me a pretty one that bowls.
Okay. You can take your choice.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. I heard what Bill said about what's her name. Every guy who comes in here says that. We've got to do something about her. She's scaring off customers. I think I'll take this one.
Okay. We'll call Janie. If it's okay, we'll let you know.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Have you tried all the guys on file?
Yeah, nobody wants to date her.
Well, she sure doesn't help us. Always lurking around.
I don't think she lurks, exactly.
I'll get my dad.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Lilibet. How are you, Lilibet?
Fine, I haven't seen much of you lately.
Now, Lilibet, this is a place of business, and if you came here to argue,
I came to register.
Register?
Yes, with the Bureau. Now, here's 50 cents. And with my card.
Marshallis.
Yes?
Now, could I get you a drink of water or something?
No, thank you.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask.
There.
Oh, well, here are some of our clients I think you'd like.
No. Oh. No. Not my type. Do you have a card on Arnie Hodapp?
Arnie Hodapp? You can't go out with him.
I paid my money.
But Lily, but I'm telling you for your own good. Now forget Arnie Hodapp.
Do you take this much interest in all your clients? Arnie Hodapp.
Arnie Hodapp.
Thank you. I'll expect to hear from you soon. Goodbye.
Now, why would a girl like Lily but want to go out with a guy like Arnie Hodapp? Didn't you ask her to wait someplace else?
The only way we're going to get rid of her is to find her a date.
But we can't.
Look, we guaranteed her a date. It's a matter of our business reputation. It affects our image.
Then one of us has got to date her.
Well, you.
It was your idea. Call it.
Tails. You lose.
The 2 out of 3.
Not business reputation, Rob. It affects our image.
It is a far, far better thing I do now than I've ever done before.
You know how to dance all of a sudden.
I still don't. Only this time I'm trying.
Oh. Do you want to rest?
Whatever you say.
Okay. I guess you don't like dancing too much.
I haven't had much practice.
From your card at the Bureau, I couldn't tell exactly what you were interested in.
You wouldn't be interested in what I'm interested in.
No.
Would you like something else? Some water, maybe?
No, thank you.
They never serve the water here anyway. Sitting, just plain sitting can be fun. I guess some guys practically make a career out of just sitting. Like a bus driver, a Supreme Court justice, a yogi.
I guess we better go home now.
Yeah, I don't mind. Whatever you say.
Tonight, Robbie.
Marsh Ellis.
Don't keep my card in the date bureau files anymore.
I know you didn't have a very good time.
And I won't be hanging around.
The bureau has a money-back guarantee. The way things worked out, I think you ought to have your money back.
No. Please.
Well, it's only fair here.
You promised to get me a date, and you did.
I'd feel a lot better if you'd take it.
You kept your bargain.
Marsh Ellis, do you have a brother?
No.
Does your dad drive that neat job?
It's mine.
Yours? Man. Look, who put on the chrome reverse?
I did. And I put on the dual quads.
You did? Man. Boy, you've got a gorgeous magneto.
I found a junked racing car, and it was easy to adapt some of the gear.
But where did you pick up the talent?
I took machine shop as an elective last year.
Old Mr. Hockelter?
Did you have him?
Sure. How about that?
Children, do not be afraid of the machine age. To know the machine is not to be afraid of the machine.
Yeah, that's good. Boy, but what kind of linkage is that? Is that a positive or progressive?
Progressive. Wonderful blueprints, Robbie.
Thank you. Oh. This is the engine that won the 500 last year. Hey, why don't we go to the drag race this Saturday?
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Robbie, come on. Fire drill.
I'll be right there. Excuse me.
Mind if I come with you?
Oh, sure.
This I've got to see.
Okay, come on.
Everybody knows what he's supposed to do.
Chip, I think it's great that you're junior fire marshal, but isn't this a little ridiculous?
Marshal Ellis, you don't have to be in this if you'd rather not.
I'd like to.
Who ever heard of a fire drill at home?
They have them at school.
Yeah, but that's different, Chip.
They have a lot more fires in homes than schools.
Chip's got a point.
Well, come on, let's get it over with.
But, Chip, why do we have to have this rope ladder in here?
Well, in case you don't have back stairs, you're supposed to use a rope ladder.
Okay, Chief.
Okay, everybody get ready.
Fire! You all right?
Yes. You can put me down now.
Oh. Maybe he'll ask us to do it again.
Okay. Now we're going to do the one where the walls cave in. Dance?
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice-as-nice morning on TV Land.